local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We start hour number two on a Monday of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon and evening each and every day. We certainly appreciate it. As we get rolling here with today's top three stories, our text line is always open, 850-437-1620, and the traffic line is 850-262-6111. Former President Trump will be able to stay on the presidential primary ballot in Colorado following a decision today from the U.S. Supreme Court.
While most states were thrilled to have me, there were some that didn't, and they didn't want that for political reasons. They didn't want that because of poll numbers, because the poll numbers are very good. We're beating President Biden in almost every poll.
And the Colorado Supreme Court, of course, earlier ruled to remove Trump from the ballot, claiming he was an insurrectionist. The U.S. Supreme Court, though, unanimously ruled that the responsibility for enforcing Section 3 of the 14th Amendment against federal officeholders and candidates rests with Congress and not the states. Also, speaking of Trump, the Super Tuesday Republican primaries are happening tomorrow. 15 states going to the polls, including Alabama, Arkansas, California, Colorado, and Maine, Tennessee, too. Over a third of all available delegates are at stake tomorrow. Back in 2016, Donald Trump won 8 of the states holding contests tomorrow. If it's not a clean sweep, Austin, I think it'll be very close to that. And I would think probably the last stand of Nikki Haley. But, you know, I would have said that should have been the case 2 weeks ago, but it wasn't. And in Texas, the massive wildfire that's grown to become the largest in Texas history may have been started by a fallen utility pole. According to a number of lawsuits and property insurance claims, the utility that serves the panhandle, Xcel Energy, is being ordered to preserve what's left of that pole. Flames now have torched more than 1 million acres of land and have caused the deaths of at least 2 people. Those are today's top three stories. Traffic and weather together. Now, Austin, what's the story out there?
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. We did have a couple of accident reports from earlier. Not many of them appear to be causing issues. We had one on Blue Angel Parkway before. Maybe some minor issues if you're traveling southbound towards Softly Field Road. But when I say minor, I mean very minor. We also have one on North Davis Highway. It appears if you're traveling northbound just past Creighton Road towards I-10. So that's pretty close to us here. Once again, though, not causing too many issues. Where you are going to have some backups is if you're traveling northbound on Highway 87 coming from Navarre Parkway. Had an accident report there that's causing some minor backups. Nothing too severe, but it is going to give you some trouble if you are heading towards that area. Also have some backups on Pensacola Boulevard if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. Pine Forest Road going both north and southbound, whether you be heading towards 9 Mile Road or coming from 9 Mile. And lastly, if you get off of Avalon Boulevard and start traveling eastbound on Caroline Street towards Glover Lane, we've got some backups going on there.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look at our forecast.
This pattern of damp, cloudy weather will be continuing. We're going to throw on some rain and maybe heavy rain, too. So as we head through tonight and in through the day Tuesday, we could see 1 to 2 inches of rain. Temperatures will remain in the 60s, mainly overnight between 60 and 65. High temperatures Tuesday will be in the upper 60s. Look for that fog to thicken up at times as well, especially during those late night and morning hours. Heading through the week, the weather will start to dry out. Later this week, we'll end up with some sunshine. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 515 now, News Radio 92.3, taking a look at our top local headlines today. The Northview High School teacher at the center of the book review controversy in Escambia County is reportedly considering a run for the school board. According to Studio 850, Vicki Baggett says that people have asked her to run. She hasn't said no, but hasn't said yes yet either. So far, current District 5 board member Bill Slayton is not pre-filed for re-election. 4 residents have entered their names in the ring, so to speak. Baggett says that she is, quote, praying for strength to serve in whatever way that helps protect our children. Hearing from State Representative Alex Andrade, who says he's been dealing with, quote, garbage phone calls from individuals over what he says is an effort by Democrats to spread lies about him and put words in his mouth. Over the weekend, Andrade was engaged in back and forth on social media platform X over comments he made last week over slavery.
What would be a good lesson for Alex to learn? Perhaps somebody can come to his house and take himself and his wife and his entire family, you know, all of them. And why not stop there? Just take everybody of his nationality and just put them into slavery.
He shared that call to his account today. During discussion over a critical race theory bill on Friday, Andrade argued that black history should be taught accurately, including that some slaves were paid for their work. He added that the only way to teach about slavery in Florida is that it was evil. Also, the city of Pensacola today confirming that they are looking to expand its recycling program once again. After doing away with curbside pickup in October, the city switched to a drop-off program a month later. March 1st, the city officially put out requests for proposals for third-party operators.
We had enough conversations over the last several months with some of those third-party operators to see if, just to make sure it was even viable. We'll see what we come back with. Hopefully we get some good proposals that make financial sense.
And last year, Mayor Reeves said that roughly half of the materials collected through ECOA were not recyclable. Many residents were just using the recycling bin as a second trash can. A legendary Hall of Fame football coach has died at the age of 93. Carl Madison won a state title with Tate High School in 1980 and led Pine Forest to repeat championships in 1987 and 88. In all, he won 326 games in his career, including 261 in Florida, a member of the FHSAA All-Century Team, a three-time winner of Florida's Coach of the Year, and Tate High School's field is named Carl Madison Field in his honor. They did so back in 2022. We'll take a break there. We've got our state and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
As America continues to endure sin and debauchery of just about every type, I find myself evaluating my patriotism. For many Christians, it's become increasingly difficult to express patriotism when the powers that be are wholeheartedly endorsing the wickedness of same-sex marriage, abortion, transgenderism, and such the like. However, for me, my patriotism is primarily rooted in gratitude for our country's biblical foundation. My patriotism stems from our country's past in spite of her present. I love that our coins say, "In God we trust," and our pledge still includes one nation under God. Our national anthem declares, "Then conquer we must when our cause it is just, and this be our motto, in God do we trust." If we want God's continued blessing, we must get back to Him, because blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. Summer is just around the corner, and we are thrilled to offer Explore Summer Camps to provide weeks of fun and education for your school-age children to enjoy. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we share the many camps available this year and how you can get your camper signed up. Tune in this Thursday at 9 a.m. to learn more. That's Thursday on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Is your home your dream home, or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Tops Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Tops Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, getting another quick check of the roads here. We'll start with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards West 9 Mile Road, or if you're traveling south southbound on Pine Forest coming from West 9 Mile, we've got evening traffic causing issues going both ways there. Maybe a little bit if you're traveling westbound on Michigan Avenue towards Mobile Highway. That's a little bit backed up as well. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards South Fairfield Drive is going to give you some minor issues also. Same can be said for Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. This is all just evening traffic causing minor backups. No really accident reports in any of those areas. Navarre Parkway, we were dealing with a lot of issues if you were traveling westbound towards Highway 87. That appears to not really be the case anymore. Gulf Breeze Parkway a little bit further west is looking good as well. The only other problem you're going to have is if you're traveling eastbound on Caroline Street towards and just a little bit past Avalon Boulevard heading towards the Glover Lane area. We've still got some minor backups over there.
Cloudy, damp, and at times foggy weather will be continuing. We've got rain on the way as well. Tonight, showers will be moving in. Overnight lows will run between 60 and 65. Look for that late night and morning fog to thicken up. During the day Tuesday, high rain chance as well. Look for possibly 1 to 2 inches of rain, and high temperatures will be in the 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 525 now, News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at what's happening around the states and the country today. The Senate in Florida today greenlighting the amended social media bill prohibiting children under the age of 14 from being an account holder without parental permission.
Test accounts were created for 13-year-old users. Here's what the algorithm recommended. Within 2.6 minutes, suicide self-harm content. Within 8 minutes, eating disorder content. And 82% of online sex crimes against minors started when the perpetrator used the social networking site to gain information and introduction.
And now that HB3 is passed by a vote of 30-5 in the Senate, it goes back to the House now for a final vote before the end of the week.
And Florida Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz is speaking out on reproductive rights and the importance of in vitro fertilization and genetic testing. She says judges and lawmakers have no business making these decisions for women.
Florida lawmakers are a step closer to eliminating civilian police oversight boards. The state Senate approved the measure on Friday that would ban the committee from investigating complaints of officer misconduct, like the use of deadly force. It would, however, allow police chiefs or sheriffs to form a group of designated to reviewing policies and procedures. International headlines today. Texas's controversial new immigration law is likely headed to the U.S. Supreme Court. It allows local cops to arrest anybody they believe crossed the border illegally. It was blocked by a federal judge, and that ruling has now been overturned. A federal appeals court is giving the federal government 7 days to file a case with the U.S. Supreme Court. If they don't, they will. But if they don't, the law will go into effect this weekend.
And Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley has won her first primary. The former South Carolina governor picked up her first win in Washington, D.C., becoming the first woman to win a Republican primary in U.S. history. She garnered nearly 63% of the vote, while former President Donald Trump received support from about 33% of those voting.
Yeah, this coming Thursday, the president's State of the Union address is expected to play up his work with infrastructure. A preview, the speech says, the president will outline how he's making the wealthy pay their fair share. As far as invited guests, both House Republicans and Senate, House and Senate Republicans and Democrats are inviting family members of hostages held by Hamas. And of course, you can hear the State of the Union and the Republican response on Thursday night on News Radio 92.3.
And ex-Trump Organization CFO Alan Weisselberg has pleaded guilty to perjury charges. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office said he surrendered Monday morning on the new charges. The perjury is connected to his testimony in former President Trump's civil fraud trial. During his court appearance, he admitted to knowingly misleading investigators about his knowledge of the size of Trump's Manhattan penthouse in order to obtain favorable loans.
All right. And outrage after the governor of Missouri commuted the sentence of ex-Kansas City Chiefs assistant Britt Reed for his DUI crash that injured six and left a young girl with brain damage. The 38-year-old, who is the son of head coach Andy Reed, pleaded guilty in November of 2022 to felony DUI for the crash. It left a 5-year-old girl in a coma, then with brain damage. Governor Mike Parson said Reed served more prison time than most individuals convicted of similar offenses and will serve the remainder of his sentence until 2025 on house arrest.
Very questionable there for sure. And congressional leaders are releasing the language of the massive government funding bill with plans to pass it and avoid a shutdown ahead of a Friday deadline. The over 1,000-page legislation would keep the government open until October and includes 6 bills negotiated between the House and Senate with President Biden's support. House Republicans are looking at a vote on Wednesday through a fast-tracked process, then go to the Senate.
529 here, right before the Fox News update and Your Money Now, we do have a pair of tickets to give away to the SBC tournament. And this is going to be on Friday?
Friday, March 8th. It's the women's quarterfinal games. 2 games here, 11:30 a.m. and 2 p.m. is when you're going to be catching those at the Bay Center.
Yeah, very cool there. So we're going to switch it up a little bit today. We're going to go with texter number 7. To 850-437-1620. There's a reason why. I will share with you during the break.
All righty.
Texter number 7 to 850-437-1620 with the words March Madness gets a pair of tickets to Friday's games. So best of luck there. All right, Fox News Update, Your Money Now, CBS Sports Minute, all coming up during the break. We're back with a look at what's happening around the sports landscape, both over the weekend, a historic weekend, a lot of records broken, and what's happening tonight on the college basketball hardwood.
John Saucier, Vice President Kamala Harris, holding discussions with Israeli War Cabinet member Benny Gantz. The Vice President reiterating calls for a ceasefire to the conflict, and Gaza says she thinks it'll help bring peace to the region.
We're in a window of time right now where we can actually get a hostage deal done. We all want this conflict to end as soon as possible, and how it does matters.
Vice President Harris says that she believes Israel has a right to defend themselves from Hamas, argues more action needs to be taken to help free hostages and bring aid to the people of Gaza. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley on the Fox News Channel says she's not going to drop out of the primary race as long as she's competitive.
Millions of people will vote tomorrow, and they're going to have their voices heard. This is not an anti-Trump movement. This is a pro-American movement.
More than a third of Republican delegates at stake tomorrow during Super Tuesday. America is listening to Fox News.
Joe Ford with Your Money Now on News Radio 92.3. Stocks struggling for direction with the tech-heavy NASDAQ and S&P 500 briefly turning higher this afternoon. Apple fell more than 2% after getting hit with an EU antitrust fine of nearly $2 billion. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 97 points to 38,989. S&P 500 down 6 to 5130. And the NASDAQ dropped 67 points to 16,207. Also, increases in the sales of hybrid and electric cars in February led to an 11% sales increase at Ford Motor Company. The automaker reported sales of just over 174,000 vehicles last month compared to 157,000 for the same time 1 year ago. That's a look at Your Money Now on News Radio 92.3.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner, and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Hit it, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Investing in times like these can be scary if you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances. Armada Advisors will put you on the right path for success. Join Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors to find a better way you can successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow morning at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Jason Kelce retired today and should easily be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Kelce went from a walk-on to a six-round draft pick to one of the greatest centers and personalities the game has ever seen. Kelce also got better with age, being a first-team All-Pro in six of his final seven seasons. And as great of a player as he was on the field, he was an even better person away from it. He represented what Philadelphia fans demand from an athlete perfectly, and that's no easy feat. I'm Zach Gelb.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-777-1225. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-777-1225. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-777-1225. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-777-1225. 800-777-1225 or biglou.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Starting with Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards West 9 Mile, we've still got evening traffic causing issues there. Also, if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest trying to get onto I-10 West, you're going to have some issues getting on to the interstate in that immediate area. If you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards 10 Mile Road, we've got some heavy backups developing there. No confirmation of a traffic incident, but so it could just be evening traffic, but we will keep an eye on it nonetheless. Gulf Breeze Parkway looking good. Navarre Parkway is looking good as well. The only other spot where you're going to see some severe issues is if you're traveling eastbound on Caroline Street, crossing paths with Avalon Boulevard and heading towards Glover Lane.
Cloudy, damp, and at times foggy weather will be continuing. We've got rain on the way as well. Tonight, showers will be moving in. Overnight lows will run between 60 and 65. Look for that late night and morning fog to thicken up. During the day Tuesday, high rain chance as well. Look for possibly 1 to 2 inches of rain, and high temperatures will be in the 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. 5:38 now, News Radio 92.3. Austin, pretty busy weekend in the world of sports, and that's continuing tonight.
Absolutely. This weekend, we saw multiple records be set/broken. We'll start with the NBA. LeBron James keeps digging deeper into uncharted territory. He became the first NBA player to ever hit 40,000 points. He did so on Saturday in a 124-114 loss to the Denver Nuggets. After the game, he said, quote, "For me to be in this position at this point in time in my career, I think it's pretty cool," and I would definitely say the same there. As for college basketball, Iowa Hawkeye star Caitlin Clark is adding to her already historic legacy by topping Pete Maravich's D1 basketball scoring record of 3,667 points. She did that Sunday in a 93-83 win over Ohio State. She only needed 18 points to break the record. She scored 35, and she now enters the postseason with 3,685 points to her name. And then lastly, Xavier Worthy, Texas Longhorns wide receiver, he broke new ground with his 40-yard dash at the NFL Combine on Saturday. He recorded an outstanding time of 4.21 seconds. That just barely eclipses the previous record of 4.22 seconds, which was achieved by former Washington Huskies wide receiver John Ross back at the 2017 Combine.
Yeah, very cool there. We'll see how it pans out. I mean, you know, it's one thing to have speed, but can you run routes? Can you catch the football? That's part of it too. Because, you know, John Ross didn't last very long in the league. But
I know, that was unfortunate.
Still cool there. Let's see. Jason Kelce announced formally that he is retiring.
13 seasons in Philadelphia. And I look back on a career filled with ups and downs.
Yeah, so, and this was, I think, widely expected, especially since in the immediate aftermath of the Eagles-Buccaneers playoff game, there were reports coming out that he told his teammates that he was stepping away from the game. It's going to be really interesting, though, because now you're going to have another, I would say, high-profile former player who already has the following given his podcast with Travis, what is next for him? You know, does he join a network and be part of their pregame coverage? Does he just maybe hang out and do his podcast with Travis? What does he do? I mean, you know, it's not like he needs the money necessarily. I'm sure he'll want to stay busy in the game, or maybe he just wants to focus on being a daddy the whole time. I don't know, but it's going to be interesting because he's kind of got that McAfee, I wouldn't say personality for sure, but he's kind of got a brand already established with he and Travis. So, you know, it's going to be a good future for him.
Oh, I'm sure it will be. Tonight going on in college basketball, we got an ESPN doubleheader, number 10 Duke at NC State. That's going to be at 6 o'clock, followed by Texas at number 15 Baylor at 8. In college football, we had the first hearing in Florida State's lawsuit against the ACC. The first hearing in that now has a date. Leon County Circuit Judge John Cooper will preside over the case. That's going to be starting on April 9th, and he'll make a ruling on the ACC's motion to dismiss. And lastly, the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team beat Colombia 3-0 Sunday night to advance to the semifinals of the inaugural Women's Gold Cup. They will face Canada on Wednesday night.
All right, 5:41 here at News Radio. Did you cover what's coming up tonight on basketball? Or?
Yeah, the ESPN doubleheader. Yeah,
okay.
I got that.
All right. Health, business, and science notes today. In Your Money Now, we talked about this, but Apple's being slapped with a $2 billion fine by the European Union over music streaming apps. The investigation started in 2020 after Spotify filed a complaint saying that they and other music streaming providers were forced to pay a 30% fee for purchases made using Apple's in-app payment system. Apple Music, though, did not have to pay the fee. The EU said Apple prevented Spotify and other rivals from notifying iPhone users there were cheaper ways to subscribe to their services without going through Apple's App Store.
And Trader Joe's is recalling 61,000 pounds of its frozen steamed chicken soup dumplings. They may be contaminated with hard plastic from a permanent marker pen. And the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service urged consumers to check their freezer for the recalled dumplings. Anybody who purchased them should throw them away or bring them back to the place of purchase for a full refund.
Also here today, Trader Joe. Oh, you just did that one.
Right.
A team of scientists from the University of Queensland have apparently discovered the world's largest snake species. They named it the Northern Green Anaconda. A professor who led the team says one of the females they came across measured over 20 feet long. The discovery was made while filming National Geographic's upcoming series, Pole to Pole, with Will Smith, of all people.
Yeah, interesting. And smoking weed frequently could lead to a higher risk of heart attack and stroke. That's according to a new study published in the Journal of the American Heart Association, led by UCSF researchers and funded by the National Institutes of Health. If you use cannabis daily, predominantly by smoking it, you may increase your risk of heart attack by 25% and stroke by 42%. If you dabble weekly, you're at a 3% higher risk for heart attack and a 5% higher risk for stroke.
Also, half of all loan applicants, whether for home mortgages, car loans, or other form of financing, have been denied by lenders. That's according to Bankrate. They say that this trend started about 2 years ago.
Since March 2022, which is when the Fed first began raising interest rates to fight this round of inflation, they've been denied, and 17% of them have faced more than one denial.
They say that the current interest rate for a home loan is about 7.2%. She goes on to say that a monthly payment on a $500,000 home loan today would be 62% more than when rates were at historic lows.
My goodness. 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Starting with Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards West 9 Mile, still got some evening traffic causing some backups there. Same can be said if you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards 10 Mile Road as well. Traveling westbound on Beverly Parkway towards North W Streets, got some minor hiccups there. Nothing too severe, though, luckily. Gulf Breeze Parkway and Navarre Parkway both looking good. Caroline Street's looking good as well. We did have an issue if you were traveling eastbound towards Glover Lane, but that appears to slowly but surely be breaking up a bit.
All right, thank you. Here's Alan with the forecast.
This pattern of damp, cloudy weather will be continuing. We're going to throw on some rain and maybe heavy rain, too. So as we head through tonight and in through the day Tuesday, we could see 1 to 2 inches of rain. Temperatures will remain in the 60s, mainly overnight between 60 and 65. High temperatures Tuesday will be in the upper 60s. Look for that fog to thicken up at times as well, especially during those late night and morning hours. Heading through the week, the weather will start to dry out. Later this week, we'll end up with some sunshine. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. 5:45 here, News Radio. Looking at some pop culture notes, going from Jason Kelsey to Travis, kinda. There are reports, Austin, that Taylor Swift has already written two songs about Travis.
Really?
Unfortunate news, though, for society, is that she'll probably keep them private, according to U.S. Weekly. According to a source, they say they're very special. Songs are like poetry to her.
Yeah, well, typically, I mean, and I'm not saying this to, like, make a joke. I'm being genuine. Isn't it typically, like, when she writes songs about boyfriends, it's typically, like, post-breakup?
Correct.
So, yeah, I mean, Travis is lucky that he's getting a love song written about him and not a breakup, like, girl anthem song. Keeping with the Taylor Swift theme, though, fans will be able to watch her concert film on Disney Plus a day earlier than expected. Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour, Taylor's version, will now premiere on the streaming service at 9 p.m. Eastern on March 14th. The first trailer for the premiere has also been released, revealing Midnight's track Maroon as one of the four bonus acoustic songs included in the Disney Plus version.
Yeah, and also, Dune Part 2 did what it set out to do, providing a massive jolt to the box office, the sequel making $81.5 million in North American theaters over its debut weekend. It's the largest opening since Five Nights at Freddy's in October, so that tells you kind of what's been a dry season at the theaters. Bob Marley came in second place with $7.4 million, so basically anybody who went to the theater this weekend was going to see Dune. You said, because a texter brought it to our attention, or I was asking about this souvenir popcorn thing.
Right.
That kind of looked a little weird. Can you explain that for somebody who hasn't seen Dune before?
It looks like just some little snazzy bucket, but then at the top, it's got like some weird mouth thing with these jagged teeth on it that's supposed to resemble like some giant worm in the first film, I think. I saw part of the first film. It didn't really keep my interest. But apparently it's like some worm thing, or maybe it's in Dune 2, I don't know. But bottom line is, it's a theme. You see this sometimes with hit movies, and with how big of a deal Dune 2 seemingly is, I don't doubt for a moment that they took advantage of this opportunity. But it's pretty cool. It kind of looks painful to me, though. I don't know, like, because if you're sticking your hand in there to get some popcorn, it kind of looks like it would
kinda
hurt.
Kind of has a Return of the Jedi feel when Luke is falling into that sand creature thing.
The sand pit creature.
Yeah,
monster.
That's kind of the vibe I get there. 5:48 here, News Radio, taking a look at a wacky story here. This one we had some fun with in hour number one. So last week, of course, was Leap Day, a leap year. And apparently there's an Irish Leap Day tradition where women propose to men on the 29th. So a station in Australia decided to get in on the action. A listener named Carly called into the show, called Fifi, Fev, and Nick, and she wanted to propose to her boyfriend Brad on the air.
Watching you become the person you are, and I know that who I am is totally because of you. And I can't wait to do this forever. Will you marry me?
You're joking. Is this live on air?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. You're joking. Like I don't know. Like I mean, yeah. Like I'm not trying to like put you on the spot, babe. But like I'm just pretty.
Other way around.
I just don't know if this is the sort of thing I'd do on air. You know what I mean? Like it's like a big. It's like a big deal, and like I'm pretty traditional, like kind of guy, as you know, like
yeah. So
awkward.
Yes. how do you think that conversation went down when they got home that day? There is good news though, because Carly called in and said that Brad booked dinner for the two of them at a fancy restaurant, and he proposed to her, and she said yes. So all's well that ends well, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's
I just don't know how you recover. As I mean,
it's awkward, but it's a sucky situation for both of them because she didn't know that he was going to be doing this. And honestly, a lot of people kind of wag the finger at public displays of marriage proposals
of stuff like this. Yeah, I will say, if anybody would like the opportunity to propose to somebody live on the air, you and I think, would both be in agreement that we would welcome that.
And I'll take it a step further.
Right now,
years ago, when I was online, or I say when I was online, I was online, and I registered to become an ordained minister
in the
state of Florida.
There we can do it live on the air.
Well expired, but if you're up for cutting corners, so am I. That's all I'm going to say.
There it is. All right, we'll have some more wacky stuff, some good news. By the way, congratulations to Daniel, the winner of the tickets for the SBC Championship. He's going on Friday night.
Yes.
Be listening this week to both Pensacola Morning News and Pensacola Right Now for more chances to win. We're back in just a couple of minutes.
Exciting news. The data revolution is on the rise once again. Data Revolution is seeking a second-tier engineer with at least 2 to 3 years of experience in IT, networks, voice over IP, and cybersecurity. Data Revolution's competitive salary is based on experience, and their comprehensive benefit packages include a medical stipend, matching 401k, flexible work hours, starting with 3 weeks of PTO, 10 paid holidays, profit sharing, and more. This is not remote or work from home. To learn more about this opportunity, send your resume to resume@datarevs.com.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be talking about Easter, Angelina's Supper Club, jazz at Jackson's, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Let's see. I am so proud, or well, not proud. I am so honored to be able to say that we have had very easygoing roads, relatively speaking, tonight. That appears to still be the case now as we get further and further into the evening. The only spot where you're going to see some issues still is if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road, but even that is minor at this time. So outside of that, if you're dealing with any issues, they should not hold you up for too long.
This pattern of damp, cloudy weather will be continuing. We're going to throw on some rain and maybe heavy rain, too. So as we head through tonight and in through the day Tuesday, we could see 1 to 2 inches of rain. Temperatures will remain in the 60s, mainly overnight between 60 and 65. High temperatures Tuesday will be in the upper 60s. Look for that fog to thicken up at times as well, especially during those late night and morning hours. Heading through the week, the weather will start to dry out. Later this week, we'll end up with some sunshine. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Appreciate it. 5:55, listening to News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. If you're just joining us, recap of today's top three stories. Former President Trump will be on the presidential primary ballot in Colorado this after the U.S. Supreme Court today unanimously overruled the state Supreme Court, saying that the responsibility to enforce Section 3 of the 14th Amendment against federal officeholders and candidates rests with Congress and not the states. Speaking of Trump, over a third of all available delegates for both Republican and Democratic nominations are at stake tomorrow. We have Super Tuesday, a total of 15 states holding GOP contests. Those include Alabama, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Maine, and Tennessee. Back in 2016, Donald Trump won 8 of the states holding contests tomorrow. Do you think, yes or no, it'll be all 15 clean sweep for Trump tomorrow? Or do you think Haley gets one?
If it's not, I'll allow some room for error for one. Maybe like there's like a 5% chance she gets two. But yes, most likely he's going to sweep.
All right. Those are today's... Oh, nope, I missed one. The massive wildfire that's grown to become the largest in Texas history may have been started by a fallen utility pole. That's according to a number of lawsuits and property insurance claims. The utility, Xcel Energy, is being ordered to preserve what's left of that pole for that investigation. All right, finishing up with some more wacky stories and some good news. We have some good ones today. Of course, we last segment talked about the proposal over live radio that didn't quite go according to plan. I saw this over the weekend, and it's disgusting. A fundraising event in Oklahoma public school went viral after showing kids licking peanut butter off of the feet of fellow students. That was at Deer Creek High School. The Oklahoma Superintendent of Schools is now vowing an investigation, saying it was filth. School released a statement saying that the students involved had signed up for the fundraiser. It did bring in more than $152,000 for a coffee shop that employs people with developmental disorders.
Right.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, I guess, like how a hot dog is made, right? Just don't tell me about the process and making it. I just want the finished product. That's kind of applies here.
Well, what bugs me is that the school is like trying so hard to like do a CYA move with this statement. Hey, the students, you know, they signed up for the fundraiser. It's like, yeah, they're students, they're kids. I don't know how old they were. But it's like it's high school, really? Man, high school kids, they should have known better. But the teachers and the adults and the people in charge should have especially known better to take the charge here. Not only that, but I mentioned this in the last hour. Oh, it brought in money. Stop acting like doing this is the only way to raise money for a good cause. Like, I don't know. There's so much heinous about that. Uncouth, some would say. As I myself said in the last hour. So the superintendent of schools in Oklahoma hit the nail on the head. That is absolute filth there.
Yeah, you know, listen, back in high school, I mean, who among us didn't have a rousing game of, you know, like the kissing game where you have like the spin the bottle or just things like that? You know, it happens. But, you know, yeah, sucking the toes, licking the toes to get peanut butter off for charity. I'd probably draw the line at some point before that.
Yes, rightfully so. I want to say, like, there was a segment on Jerry Springer that had something similar to that. Let me tell you something. If they're doing it on Jerry Springer, you shouldn't be doing it in a school.
Standard, yeah, I agree.
Let that be the rule of thumb.
Good news: a 22-year-old woman in Massachusetts found out her grandmother saved a bunch of her old voicemails, 14 years worth.
Aww.
They cover her entire childhood from age 3 to 17.
18 old messages.
Thank me, Grandma. I mean, me, Paley. And you're important. I just got a new scooter, and it's pretty. I love it.
Well, you know, I got the job on the spot. Yeah,
so very touching story there. Kudos on the grandma and the granddaughter for having those memories there.